Blog Talk Radio.
Said I was gonna be a movie star. Said that I was gonna go far. Gonna laugh, gonna play, gonna run in the sun, doing funny, funny things now. But I never did get my way. So I had to stop and say, take a walk, settle down. A slower pace is part of your town. Call some old friends, invite them over again. Invite them in. It's coffee chatter time. It's coffee chatter time.
Good morning, everyone. How are you doing this Monday morning? You are listening to the Coffee Chatter Internet Radio Show, and I am your hostess, Lynn Denise Burnett, and it is a sunny, sunny day this morning in L.A. County, so grab yourself, what can I say, your iced java or juice, but you know, I have to, or you can get water, I have to have my iced coffee in the morning and sit back and relax, and I appreciate you joining me. Can you hear the birds chirping? For some reason, there are a million birds chirping this morning. I mean, they're just tweeting away, and I thought it was beautiful. Until I looked outside, and I saw a family of lizards. Yuck! And, of course, my dogs love the little lizards. They don't do anything but just chase them around. But the lizards, you know, they seem to, like, get under the windowsill or get in the door. So, you know, you kind of have a lizard looking at you sometimes from the ceiling. And no matter which way I try to swing to get it out of the house, it just stays in. So anyway, what can I say? Moving on. Did you catch a movie this weekend? If you caught one of these top 10 movies, as they say, you were in the loop. Number one, Finding Dory. Of course, that's the kids' animation film. Finding Dory is about an adorable little fish that's so cute, you know. Of course, I don't like when you have no fish tank or nothing like that. But anyway, Finding Dory blew the competition out of the water this weekend with the lead in Ellen DeGeneres' voice as Miss Dory herself, and that one grossed over $73 million this weekend. Remember, these are all just estimations right here in the good old U.S. of A. Number two, Independence Day Resurgence. That one, now, very, very interesting. Remember about, what, 20 years ago when Will Smith and Vivica Fox and Jeff Goldblum were in the original. Well, now, not everybody, but some of the major stars. Vivica Fox is back in this one. Who else is in this one? Jeff Goldblum is in this one. Liam Hemsworth is in this one. Anyway, Independence Day Resurgence does not have Will Smith. I think it would have been cool if Will Smith had come back in it. But anyway, it came in and it made over $41 million. However, the talk in the loop is that everyone thought that Independence Day was going to come in and just be number one. However, the power of children, what can I say, it did not beat out Finding Dory. So, you know, very interesting on that one. But anyway, two good movies. I will be checking those out. Number three, Central Intelligence. That one made over $18 million. It's been out for, what, a week or two? But anyway, of course, Central Intelligence, that one, that is the new film starring Dwayne Johnson, a.k.a. The Rock, and comedian Kevin Hart. And you know what? I need to quit saying comedian Kevin Hart because he's a comedian and an actor, and he's actually very, very good. So anyway, if you just want to get your laugh on right there, well, that one came in at $18 million. The Shadows, that one stars Blake Lively, came in and made over $16 million. Number five, Free State of Jones, that one, of course, stars Matthew McConaughey. That one made just about $8 million. The Conjuring 2 came in and made just, you know, over $7.5 million there. Number seven, Now You See Me 2. That one stars Mark Ruffalo, and that one made just about $6 million. Number eight, X-Men Apocalypse. That one made just about two $1.5 million there. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Out of the Shadows came in and made about $2.5 million there. And number 10, Alice Through the Looking Glass, that one made just a smidget over $2 million. And of course, Alice Through the Looking Glass stars who else? My man, Johnny Depp. All right, moving on to the BET Awards. I did not attend this year. Why? Because I didn't have $800 to pay for the ticket. Well, I had it, but I wasn't paying it. And you know what? I wish I had paid it. You know, I should have mooshed off someone and got a free ticket. But anyway, I didn't. Anyway, if you caught the BET Awards on television like the rest of us, did you see the Prince tribute? I thought it was very, very nice. Of course, Jennifer Hudson was on there, blew everybody out of the water. Did you see Stevie Wonder on there? What a legend. What a nice, nice guy. So those are just some of the highlights from the BET Awards there. A lot of stars, very, you know, top A-list, African-American A-list, but then just a lot of stars all around. So I was very, very happy to watch the show. I thought it was pretty good there. All right, moving on to interesting Hollywood fun gossip. Well, I don't know if it's so much fun this time as, what can I start with? Well, not really as funny. It's not funny at all. Okay, who should we start with? We will start with, there's so much. Okay, well, Miley Cyrus. I love me some Miley Cyrus. Never met the cutie, but I love her spunk. I love her style. She's very pro-people, very pro-everybody just being free to be who you are. Anyway, rumors, and I love this one, and I hope it's true because I love her. Is Miley Cyrus and actor Liam Hemsworth, are they planning to marry? I don't know. I hope so. They are an adorable couple. I love her. And if you don't know, Miley Cyrus's dad, of course, is Billy Ray Cyrus. And remember the song years ago, My Achy Breaky Heart, Don't Break My Heart, My Achy Breaky Heart. Well, that was Billy Ray Cyrus's song. And, of course, little Miley was little then, and she grew up, and then she got the show, Hannah Montana, which I thought was so funny when she used to sing the song, We Got the Best of Both Worlds. You go, Miley. But anyway, she grew up, got off that, and then she became a mega, mega star. And I actually heard that she was extremely nice to work with. So there. Well, now her dad has a new show. Billy Ray Cyrus has a new show coming out. And anyway, it's called The King of Something. But anyway, they're always there. And I hope that Miley is on the show. So moving on from Miley, maybe getting married to who? My man, Johnny Depp. Well, looks like a lot of A-listers are coming out and supporting Johnny Depp. So, you know, he is going through a divorce. He says, she said, some alleged allegations of, you know, some type of marital dispute, physical. I don't know. These are rumors. I hope that they're not true. I hope everything gets settled. But anyway, a lot of Hollywood A-lister stars coming out to support Mr. Johnny Depp and his divorce troubles. You know, it's hard to stay married, and it's really hard to stay married in Hollywood. All right, moving on to Cutie Patootie himself, Justin Bieber. Yeah, I did say Cutie Patootie, so I'm old school. Roll with me now. Hello. Anyway, Cutie Patootie, Justin Bieber. Well, allegedly, he was playing some basketball. Well, the Beeb, I don't know what happened, but he got hurt. And looked like he hurt his leg, his ankle, or something. Check it out. It's on the internet. I don't know if it's true or not. If it's true, I hope, of course, that he's okay. You know what I like about Justin Bieber? I don't like some of the things that he does. I don't approve. However, he gives a lot of money to charity, and he really pushes that music education in the schools. So I'm mad at him now, okay? Because he does give quite a bit of money away to charity. That's a good thing, okay? Anyway, so it looks like the Beeb got hurt. So if you're a Justin Bieber fan out there, ladies, little JB hurt his little ankle or something. So, you know, let's give a big aw on 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Aw. Okay. Much love, JB, and hope that you know, end up okay. All right. Moving on to, Lord have mercy, Nicolas Cage. Where have you been, my man, Nick? Ooh, used to be really, really fine. I thought, But hey, he's still a good-looking man, but old Nick is going through a divorce. He's been married for 12 years, and what can I say? Allegedly, the marriage is coming to an end. And that's sad for anybody. Like I told you, in Hollywood, it is hard to stay married. So we wish our best to Nicolas Cage and his beautiful wife. Hope everything works out. And, you know, 12 years is a long time to be together, you know. I'm not married, but I just look at some people who are married for like 50 years, and then they say, oh, after 52 years, I couldn't stand being married again. I think, man, 52 years, and then all of a sudden you can't stand looking at each other. I don't know. Like I said, I haven't walked that mile, but woo, I don't know. After 52 days, I might be sick of looking at someone. So, hey, to each his own, okay, to each his own. Now, some Hollywood good news. I love this story. All right, Katherine Heigl, yes, from Grey's Anatomy, or should I say formerly of the Grey's Anatomy cast, well, she's pregnant, and she is going to have a baby. They are expecting a little baby boy, Bambino. So congratulations to her. Love her, love her, love her. All right, moving on to some, what should I say? Do we have a positive, oh boy, a positive, positive thought of the day? Here we go. Yesterday is not ours to recover, but tomorrow is ours to win or lose. One more time. Here we go. Yesterday is not ours to recover, but tomorrow is ours to win or lose. That is a quote from Lyndon B. Johnson. All right. So there we go right there. And what can I say, everybody? Check out the new Coffee Chatter website and let us know what you think about our new website. Our events start on July the 14th, and we are excited to have director Leonard Gardner coming there. We also have Michael Ajawe coming in, and we have television writer Pat Dade coming in August. So check us all out on the website. We would love to hear your comments. And what can I say? People, make it a great day or not. Don't forget to spay and neuter your pets. If you are in California, please check out the Sam Simon Foundation. See if they can get you some help to spay and neuter your pets and get your shots. And also, don't forget actors and others for animals. They all have websites. Be sure and check them out. If you need the numbers, can't find them, hit me up here, and I will definitely get you those numbers. I'm not sure if they can help you, but if they can't, they will probably be able to lead you to the right direction. All right, slow down in summertime. You know the kids are out there on their skateboards and bikes. So slow your roll. What you in a hurry for? Much love, peace, God bless. If you don't believe in God, put a positive thought out there and make it a great day or not. The choice is up to you. Adios, my friends. Chabella. Bye-bye.